AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Demonstrators turned out in McKinney, Texas to protest the actions of a white police officer used against black teens outside a pool party. Video of the incident shows a 15-year-old in a bikini being slammed to the ground. Protester Corey Hughes says the officer involved needs to be held accountable.
We think that administrative leave is simply just a paid vacation. And so we don't think it's fair. We don't think it's just that he can brutalize a child, pull out an arm, pull out a firearm to scare these kids and get a paid vacation.
About a dozen counter-protesters held signs supporting police. The prosecutor in the Charles Manson trial, who went on to write the best-selling true crime book Helter Skelter, has died of cancer at a Los Angeles hospital. Vincent Bugliosi was 80. In a 1999 AP interview, he said Manson's followers did not view him as being insane.
People don't follow an insane guy. They may follow someone who's very evil, but not someone who's insane. That guy's crazy. He had a lot of people following him, fairly intelligent, reasonably articulate. They're not going to follow him if they think he's lost total contact with reality.
Bugliosi won convictions of Manson and three followers for the shocking 1969 murders of actress Sharon Tate and six others. The U.S. is protesting Saudi Arabia's confirmation of a verdict against a liberal blogger who was publicly flogged, calling it a brutal punishment that violates his freedom of expression and religion. State Department spokesman Jeff Rathke.
We are deeply concerned that the Saudi Supreme Court has upheld the 10-year prison sentence and 1,000 lashes for human rights activist and blogger Raif Badawi for exercising his rights to freedom of expression and religion.
New Jersey's top court is planning to rule on whether Governor Chris Christie and New Jersey lawmakers must contribute more toward the pension funds for public workers, a decision expected Tuesday morning. This is AP Radio News. Federal officials are recommending that Washington's subway system make some repairs 6 months after a fatal incident aboard a train.
The National Transportation Safety Board says components need to be fixed that are designed to protect the third rail from water and other contaminants. The NTSB uncovered the problem while investigating a malfunction that caused a metro train to fill with smoke in January. One passenger died, more than 80 others were sickened. Investigators found electrical connections intended to protect the third rail across the metro system were either missing or built and installed incorrectly. Water or dirt on the third rail can lead to smoke and fire. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
Why are so many small rural airports closing? One reason is that the number of private pilots in the U.S. has been steadily falling. Since peaking at 357,000 in 1980, the number of pilots with private certificates has plunged to 188,000. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.